Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
When we study the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the obvious characteristics that we see is the desire of the Lord Jesus Christ to do His Father's will. And when we consider our relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ, that He was here for our example, that we should follow in His steps, Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, we ought to study the life of the Lord Jesus Christ and see some aspects of His life concerning the will of His Father, because if we understand those and follow what He did, then we too will be able to fulfill the Father's will in our lives. Now, Jesus Christ fulfilled His Father's will, and we're going to look at four things today. Just keep it real simple. He was able to fulfill His Father's will because of four things. And the first thing is in Luke chapter 2, verse 49. These are not necessarily chronological in His life. I've arranged them in such a way that they build the way they would build in our lives. So in Luke chapter 2, what you see here is that Mary and Joseph and Jesus have gone to Jerusalem for the feast, and they're at the temple. When they leave, Jesus Christ stays at the temple. They've been there for the Passover. And they thought that Jesus Christ was in the company. And they'd gone a day's journey. And then when they sought for Jesus Christ among their kinsfolk, they couldn't find Him. Verse 45, Luke chapter 2. When they found Him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking Him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found Him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard Him were astonished at His understanding and answers. And when they saw Him, they were amazed. And His mother said unto Him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Now Joseph wasn't his father, but she referred to him that way. And in verse 49, He said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wist you not that I must be about my Father's business? And they understood not the saying which He spake unto them. Now notice, He said, wist you not that I must be about my Father's business? You know how old Jesus Christ was at this time? He was 12 years old. And the amazing thing is that He was holding His ground, okay, with these doctors, and with them He was asking questions, and you got to know what you're talking about to ask questions that are, you know, understandable and it makes sense. Verse 42 of Luke chapter 2 says that He was 12 years old when they went up to Jerusalem. So he's not even a teenager. And yet He has the ability to ask questions of the doctors to challenge their thinking. And when they are talking to Him and He answers, they are astonished at His understanding, the ability to ask the kind of questions He did, and at His answers when they ask Him questions. This is quite a remarkable event in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's only 12 years old. All right, so here's the first thing. Jesus Christ was able to fulfill His Father's will because, first of all, He knew His Father's will. He knew His Father's will. You see, He's still a child here, essentially. He's not even a teenager. He's 12 years old. Yet in childhood, He went about to do His Father's business. It's remarkable that Jesus Christ knew His Father's will before He was a teenager. And then it's remarkable that He dedicated Himself to that work. And nothing distracted Him from it. You know, the remarkable thing also is that as a young man, He is so different than young men and young women today. Children that are 12 years old generally are not concerned about the Lord's will. And certainly, if you ask them, have no concept that what they're doing has anything to do with God's will at all. They seem to be more interested in things like video games and their personal interests, their recreation and their entertainment, cell phones, and there's things that they do on the web and so forth like that. And they have no concept whether or not what they're doing has any relationship whatsoever to God's will. They have no concept as to whether or not their relationship with their parents has anything to do with their relationship to God. When Jesus Christ went with Mary and Joseph after they left the temple, the Bible says in verse 51, he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart, being subject unto Mary, obedient to his mother and Joseph, were things that were required of him from the law, honor thy father and thy mother. And Jesus Christ did these things, and those were part of God's will. He understood the scriptures well enough to speak knowledgeably before the doctors that were in the temple. And children today that are 12 years old don't, I mean, they may know the books of the Bible. They may be able to recite those in order, and they may know a handful of memory verses, maybe if they've gone to camp and they had to memorize verses in order to go. Maybe they know 24 or 30 Bible verses, but they don't know what Jesus knew. You know, we find a lot of times when children become teenagers and they end up in the teen class, they're not even familiar with some of the basic stories of the Old Testament, some of the very important ones that they would need to know. What's the problem? They're not familiar with the Bible, and they're not familiar with God's will, and they're not even concerned. Jesus Christ fulfilled his Father's will because he knew his Father's will even when he was a young man, even when he was 12 years old. And I would say this, If you want to do God's will, you're going to have to know his will. And I'll say this, if you're raising children, it is not too much to expect of them in their early years, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, it is not too much to expect of them to begin to understand what the will of God is for their life. Obviously, honoring father and mother, though, that's the will of God. And reading and learning the Bible, that's the will of God. And knowing the Bible well enough to speak knowledgeably about it, that's the will of God. And being faithful in church and to the things of God, that's the will of God for their lives. They ought to know that, and you ought to help them to know that. Jesus fulfilled his Father's will because he knew his Father's will. Secondly, John chapter 6, verse 38. Jesus fulfilled his Father's will because he surrendered to his Father's will. John chapter 6, verse 38, verse 37, for the context, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Now watch it. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. In other words, when Jesus Christ left heaven to then be born in this earth and grow up here and become the sacrifice for our sins, he said, I didn't come down here to do my will. I came down here to do the will of him that sent me. In other words, he knew his Father's will, and then he surrendered to his Father's will. That's an amazing thing. He surrendered his own will so that he could do his Father's will. Now notice, I said earlier, he knew his Father's will. Now he's already, you know, in his adulthood. Now he's in his earthly ministry. Now he's, you know, 31, 32 years old. And listen, in John chapter 6, verse 39 and 40, listen, he knows his Father's will still. This is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He said, this is the will of the Father. I know what it is. When he was younger, it was to be in subjection to his parents. When he was younger, it was to know the words of God. When he was younger, he was to attend to those things that were there in the temple. That was his father's business. Now that he's older, his father's will was that he should lose nothing but raise it up again at the last day, and that he should give eternal life to everyone that believes on him. And he did that. And he didn't lose anything. As a matter of fact, in John 17, when he's praying to his father, in that wonderful prayer, he said, I didn't lose them. I've lost none but the son of perdition, which he was going to lose, because he said, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? So he knew that one, but all those other ones that the Father gave him, he didn't lose any of them. He was a good and great shepherd. That's a wonderful thing, because now that we are his children, he will not lose us either. Totally and absolutely surrendered to his Father's will. I want to ask you a question. Do you know God's will for your life? Do you know that the will of God is clearly stated in the Bible? We've written lessons on that. We've preached sermons on that. You can go to our website. You can go to the search box. You can type in will of God. You can click enter, and it will take you to those lessons, and you can see the verses for yourself. Or you can go to a concordance, and you can study the will of God, and you can find verses in there for yourself. Or you can read the Bible and mark those verses and find the will of God for your life. It is disclosed in there. Do you know God's will for your life? Not his plan, that's another thing, but do you know his will for your life? Jesus knew his will. How do you ever suppose that you are going to accomplish and fulfill the Father's will in your life if you don't even know what it is? Jesus, 12 years old. I know you not that I must be about my Father's business? And how old are you? 30, 40, 45, and you still don't know the Father's will? There are people who are in their 60s that have medical events, and then you'll go to visit with them, and they'll say, well, I know that the Lord has left me here for some purpose. If you're 60-something years old, and you still don't know what that purpose is, how are you ever going to fulfill the Father's will if you don't know what it is? Jesus knew what it was when he was 12, and he knew what it was when he was 30-plus years old in the ministry. And not only did he know it, listen, he surrendered to his Father's will. Are you surrendered to do God's will? Do you understand what that means? That means you take your hands off of your life, you put your life in the Lord's hands, and you say, Lord, you do whatever you want to do with me. That is fine. I don't know. You may say, I know what your will is for me right now. I may not have any idea what your will is going to be for me a year from now, but I'm going to tell you, I am surrendered to whatever it is, I will do it. Are you that way? How are you ever going to fulfill God's will in your life if you're not surrendered to the Father's will? You know why people don't get saved? Because they don't realize, sometimes they don't realize that the will of God is for them to be saved. They think it's a religious thing. But the Bible says God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. See, that's God's will. And they need to understand that it's God's will that they be saved. And not only that, you know why they don't get saved? Sometimes they understand it is God's will for them to be saved, but they aren't surrendered to the Father's will. So that's why they don't get saved. They want to do their own thing. I was talking to a friend of mine just the other day, and he said that he was talking to a friend of his, and they struck up a conversation about the things of the Lord, and he said something about coming to church and getting to know the Lord. And he said, you know, I'm not ready for the God thing yet. Okay, I'm not really sure that I'm ready to start living my life for God. Well, you know what that is? That's a guy that says, listen, I'll come to the Lord when it's convenient for me. I have my will, and I'm going to do my will. And when I have done my will, if I feel like it, then I might just decide that I want to do something for the Lord. That's not the way to approach this. You need to understand that God's will for your life is better than your will for your life. It's better than your will for your life will ever be. And you need to take your hands off your life and surrender to the Father's will. That's what Jesus did, and that's how he was able to fulfill his Father's will. Now notice the next thing, John chapter 5, verse 30. Again, as I showed you, these are not in chronological order, but they are in the order that we would have to approach them if we were going to accomplish God's will in our lives. John chapter 5, verse 30. Jesus Christ said, I can of mine own self do nothing. Now, that's strange. Listen to that. I can of mine own self do nothing. Well, he was a carpenter. He was raised by a carpenter. And he knew how to walk and he knew how to talk and so forth. But he notice what he said. He had so surrendered himself to the Father's will that he could clearly say, I can of mine own self do, what's the next word? Nothing. As I hear, I judge. In other words, he said, I don't even judge. I don't use my eyes to make a determination about the outcome of a particular thing. I wait and I listen. And when my Father tells me the judgment, then I judge. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because, why is his judgment just? I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. You know why Jesus Christ was able to fulfill his Father's will? Because first of all, he knew what it was. And secondly, he surrendered to it. But third, he sought his Father's will. By that I mean, as you go through life, the will of God becomes more of a revelation to you. The plan of God for your life becomes more of a revelation to you. And if you desire to do God's will, you will seek his will in everything and at all times. That's right. In everything and at all times. In other words, you wouldn't answer unless you knew what it was the Lord wanted you to say to somebody. The Bible says that we are to answer as the oracles of God. If somebody asks us, we are to answer as the oracles of God. Well, you know what that is? Those are the words of God. Are you careful enough? Am I careful enough with the things that we say that we approach the Father and say, Lord, I'm going to answer, but I want to know what it is that you have me to say here. Boom. And then you give your answer. Do you consider where you're going to go and what you're going to do and when you're going to rest and when you're going to rise? Do you leave those decisions in the Lord's hands for your life? Jesus did what he did for the Father because he did not rely on himself. He did what he did for his Father because he did not seek to accomplish his own will. He was totally and absolutely dependent upon his Father. He said, I can't of mine own self do nothing. I can't judge. I can't speak. I can't go. I can't rest. I can't eat without knowing what it is that God, my Father, wants me to do. And then I do it. So the Lord said, I don't even judge. As I hear, I judge. An amazing thing. Do you seek the Lord's will in everything and at all times in your life? Now, that's somebody who's totally surrendered to the Father's will. That's somebody who's going to accomplish God's will. You know, I remember in the ministry, not really that long ago, thinking, well, I've got to do this task and I have to do this task. I would carry these lists of tasks in my pocket. This and this and this and this and this. I have to get all these things done. I wasn't concerned so much whether those things were God's will. I just knew those were things that needed attention. And I got myself in a rut where I would say, okay, I need to get this, this, and this, and this, and this done. And when I get these 5 or 6 or 7 or 15 things done, then I will have time and maybe I'll read a book or, you know, read some more Bible or do a radio broadcast or whatever, but I got to knock these other things out because I'm a very task-oriented person. That's the way I am. You know what I found out? I was doing my own will, and I would find satisfaction in this thought process. I would say, okay, when I get home tonight, I'll be able to rest tonight. I'll be able to lay my pillow on my head because I am very satisfied. I checked a lot of things off my list. Boy, this is good. And you know something? I that was not good. Because what happened is that I was not seeking the Father's will. I couldn't even consider his will until I knocked these things off my list. And man, everything changed. Everything changed. Pastor Sal came to church here and he talked about how he used to go off the list and then he just tore up the list. And I thought to myself, there's no way in the world I could do that. I would forget every major thing that needs to be done. But I'll tell you something. He was absolutely right. And what I have found now is that there's flexibility all day long to suddenly respond to something that the Lord may desire at a particular time. There aren't interruptions. There's enough flexibility now to be able to accomplish these things. And I look at my life now and I'm thinking, there are more things that needed to be done that are getting done and less trivial things that never needed to be done in the first place that are just being totally ignored. And now my concern is when I lay my head on my pillow at night, not whether I've checked the things off the list. My desire is, Have I done God's will? There's great satisfaction if God is satisfied. Now, I only relate that to you to tell you, hey, I'm going through the same thing you're going through. And we've got to get ourselves in a place where we're seeking the Father's will. If we're ever going to fulfill it, we got to be constantly concerned, hey, what is your will for me now? What is your will for me at this time? What do you want me to say here? Jesus fulfilled his Father's will because he knew his Father's will. He surrendered to his Father's will. He sought his Father's will. I'll tell you something else. Jesus Christ fulfilled his Father's will. Watch it. This is so simple. You just shock you how simple this is. Jesus fulfilled his Father's will because he did his Father's will. In other words, it's one thing to know it and be surrendered to it and seek it, but then you still got to do it. You still got to do it. In John chapter 4, Jesus Christ comes to the well. You know the story very well. He comes to the well, Jacob's well in Samaria. He comes there, and you know what? He's tired. That's right. He is tired when he gets there. And the Bible says in John chapter 4, verse 6, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, watch it, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. He's tired. So a woman comes to draw water, right? And the Lord says to her, give me to drink, in verse 7. Well, she starts asking him questions. Wait a minute, the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. So then he said, well, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Well, they go right into the conversation. There's no evidence here that Jesus drank. There's no evidence that she drank. And before he can get a drink, she sets her water pot down and goes into the town to let everybody know she just found the Messiah. The disciples show up. They had gone to town, basically, to buy something to eat. When they show up at the scene, in verse 31, the disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them in verse 32, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Well, they were surprised about that. In verse 33, they said, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Verse 34, this is it. Here it is. Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. To do, not to know it simply, not to be surrendered to it, not just to seek it, but to do the will of him that sent me, and, watch it, to finish his work, and to finish his work. You know why the Lord Jesus Christ was able to fulfill the will of God in his life? Jesus Christ was able to fulfill the will of God in his life very simply because he did it. He did the will of God. He did the will of his Father. And not only did he do it or attempt to do it, he finished and to finish the work. There you go. Now, so because it was because of these four things, the fact that he knew his Father's will, that he surrendered to his Father's will, that he sought his Father's will in everything and did his Father's will until he finished it. It was because of these four things that Jesus was able to go to Gethsemane and pray when he was there, sweating, as it were, great drops of blood. Not what I will, but what thou wilt. Mark 14:36. That's what he prayed. Not what I will, but what thou wilt. Now, Jesus Christ, honestly, he did not want to become our sin. He didn't. He knew he was going to die. He didn't want our sin. He lived sinless all the way up until that point, and now he's going to get it all on him and then the wrath that goes with it. And he didn't want it. But he said, it's not about me. It's not what I will, but what thou wilt. At the most crucial time in his life. And you know what God did? God, because he was desirous to do his will, God gave him the strength right then to accomplish this great work of redemption, this great work of salvation on Calvary. That's what God did for him. And Jesus Christ went to that cross, and he endured that shame, and he endured that cross because there was joy set before him. And look at us today. We are reconciled to God because of what he did on that cross. That's an amazing thing. You know what Jesus Christ did? Jesus Christ left us an example that we should follow his steps. 1 Peter 2:21. Jesus Christ left us an example that we should follow his steps. Therefore, you know what you and I are to do? We are to do his Father's will, listen, the same way that he did. When Jesus Christ was hanging on that cross, one of the seven things he said is this: it is finished. And when Paul the Apostle came to the end of his ministry, he said, the time of my departure is at hand. And he said, I have finished my course. You know what he did? He carried out the will of God in his life in the same fashion that Jesus Christ carried out the will of God in his life. So you say, well, how am I going to do that? First of all, you got to get to know God's will. Get in that Bible and find God's will. He's not going to keep it a secret. Now, I guarantee you, it will develop over time, of course. But there are some basic things like desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. That's a basic will of God. Be obedient to your parents. That's right. Obey authority. Those things are specifically demonstrated for you in the Bible. These are the things you are supposed to do. Get to know God's will. All right? And then surrender your will to His. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Surrender your will to God. And then seek to do His will. That's it. Every day, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? Every day, what do you want me to say? Where do you want me to go? What would you have me to do? Seek His will. And then do His will by God's grace and strength and finish, as Bob Jones Sr. used to say, finish the job. Do what you're supposed to do. That's right. And you know what? When you come to the end of your life, you'll be able to say it is finished. You will know for an absolute fact that you have accomplished God's will for your life, just like the Lord Jesus Christ did. I tell you, this is a fabulous, fabulous opportunity for you to get now with God, get with the Lord Jesus Christ and say, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to find God's will for my life. I'm going to know it, surrender myself to it, seek it, and do it. And by God's grace, may God bless you. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.